Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Film festivals continue in Toronto. Cinefranco is on through the weekend with two new ones starting today. The Toronto Jewish Film Festival is bringing comedies, dramas, documentaries, and musicals from all around the world. And Images is a festival of art, moving images, and sound projected on movie screens and video sets in theaters and art galleries across the city. This week, I'm looking at three films, all from the U.S., that are both clandestine and intensely intimate and personal. And all three movies have unusual forms. Two films are at Images. One's about a long-distance sexual relationship. The other is about people who share the same bed, just not at the same time. And the third movie is about how family secrets can span generations. Suitcase of Love and Shame, directed by Jane Gillooly. So it's the 1960s in middle America. Married man and a single woman are having a secret sexual affair. They meet in hotels, a hospital, a planetarium, and record their sexual encounters and fantasies on tape. He promises her he'll leave his wife so they can be together. But someone else might be listening to what they're saying. Sounds like a Hollywood movie, a film noir even, but it's not. This highly unusual film uses a suitcase of reel-to-reel tapes from the 60s that someone bought on eBay. It's the story of two nameless, faceless people who recorded their affair on two tape recorders, words they believed would only be heard by the two of them. Here's a clip.
It'll be 2 months, darling, to the day. 2 whole months that we haven't been in each other's arms or whispered in each other's ear or breathe the sweet fragrance of one another.
The audio is accompanied by simple images of period artifacts, tape boxes, matchbooks, and filmed still lifes of suburban homes, dogs, cars. The sexually charged explicit dialogue is paired with simple, non-sexual but private-seeming visuals. As a viewer, you're an audio voyeur, hearing things that you're not supposed to know about. Jane Gillooly has made a haunting, very intimate film out of material from long before the days of YouTube. Your Day is My Night, directed by Lynn Sachs. This is a movie about Chinese immigrants, documented and otherwise, living in close quarters in Manhattan's Chinatown. By close quarters, I mean so close that people actually share their beds in shifts. Half the tenants work day shifts, half at night. It's a very diverse crowd speaking mutually unintelligible dialects. They each tell their own stories. Some do it in casual conversation, others in a grand manner, like a classic Chinese storyteller, enunciating each word. This sort of dwelling is not unique to New York. I can remember myself spending time at the notorious Chungking Mansions, which is an apartment flophouse high-rise in Kowloon, which had people sleeping in beds so close to one another that the next stranger's bed was just a curtain or sheet away. But I've never seen anything quite like this movie. I call it scripted documentary. There's a wedding singer, a poorly paid worker, a grandmother, a masseur. They each have their say either in the kitchen or on one of the mattresses they sleep on or else outside on the streets of New York's Chinatown. They talk about lost ancestors, about fear of the subway, about Ai Weiwei, about sweet potato varieties. This is an art piece, so it's hard to tell exactly what's real and what's being staged, but the content seems authentic enough, as do the people. They're identified by name, and the stories they tell are fascinating. The Place Beyond the Pines, directed by Derek Chanfrance. This is another unusually structured movie made of three sequential parts. The first part is about Luke, played by Ryan Gosling. Luke is a traveling carny who's in Schenectady, New York for the annual fair there. He's a bleach blonde, tattooed motorcycle guy, darling of the preteen set, and he's just passing through town when he discovers that last year's fling with the beautiful Romina, played by Eva Mendes, brought her a bouncing baby boy named Jason. He's a father. Romine has a home and a new boyfriend now, but Luke wants to be with his son. He wants to support him. So he quits his job, stays on in Schenectady. He turns to robbing banks on his motorcycle to raise the necessary cash. He ends up in a shootout with a rookie cop, Avery, played by Bradley Cooper. Like Luke, Avery also has a one-year-old boy named AJ. In the second part, Luke is forced to either confront the corrupt local police force or to join in with them. Then in the third part, the two grown-up sons, now 16-year-olds, are brought together for the first time and they discover how their two dads once crossed paths. Fortunately, this movie starts with an amazing scene which has Luke in his motorcycle entering a spinning metal circus globe at the fair and zooming around inside it like a human Hot Wheels car driver. That was so cool. Unfortunately, it's downhill from there. That's the happiest scene in the whole movie. There are chases and shootouts and love and loss, but the whole movie has a fatalistic feel to it. Society, class, fatal decisions and circumstances try to push us all in certain predetermined directions. It's up to us to make the right decisions, but sometimes it's out of our control. Visually, this is a very nice movie, and the acting's good enough, but I found the story rather pat. Chan France's last film, Blue Valentine, was all about sex. This one's all about violence. I enjoyed it, but the blatant story manipulation left me with a meh feeling by the end. Your Day Is My Night is playing on the 19th, and Suitcase of Love and Shame is playing tonight at 9 p.m., both at Images. Go to imagesfestival.com for more info, and The Place Beyond the Pines also opens tonight. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber with the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.